The latest national drug data shows a worrying trend in regional Australia, where there's been a sharp increase in the use of the opioid fentanyl. Overall, Australia comes in just behind the United States for the use of several illicit drugs, including cocaine and methamphetamine. The data comes from an analysis of waste water across the country and also confirms that nicotine and alcohol remain the most used substances. Catherine Gregory reports.
The drug methamphetamine is one of the most commonly consumed illicit substances in Australia, but that's changing in some areas.
One thing it's really good to see is the reduction in methamphetamine use in most of the regional areas. Whilst there has been a rise in some city areas, which is still concerning, regional areas have had a high burden of harm associated with methamphetamine, so this is promising.
Melinda Lucas is from the Alcohol and Drug Foundation. She's referring to results from the Australian Criminal Intelligence Commission's latest analysis of drug use. It tests our wastewater for 12 different drugs. It also ranks drug use by Australians against other countries, and it's found that Australia is second behind the US for the use of meth, cocaine and MDMA.
It's not surprising. We know from data collected over a number of years that Australia is a nation of high consumption of stimulants. One of the biggest things to emerge is that what we're still seeing is it's the legal drugs of alcohol and tobacco that are still causing the most amount of harm within the community, something that is often overlooked within these reports.
The report also shows that heroin use is at its highest level in Victoria, New South Wales has the highest use of cocaine, and the ACT has the highest use of the opioid fentanyl. These patterns reflect what frontline drug and rehabilitation services are seeing too. Julie Babino is the CEO of Odyssey House in New South Wales.
We are seeing an increase in our residential program of people coming in with methamphetamine as a drug of concern. We also have a community service. Interestingly, the people that come in, their principal drug of concern, it differences. Sometimes it is methamphetamines and sometimes it is alcohol. Methamphetamine has a very quick addiction cycle, so people will seek treatment very quickly, while people that have alcohol problem, sometimes they can be very functioning people in the community. They can be functioning for a very long time before they seek treatment. So I can see that the findings from the report are giving us some indication of what we see into treatment.
Dr. Nadine Ezzard from the Alcohol and Drug Service at St. Vincent's Hospital in Sydney says they also see a lot of meth users, although there are some gaps in what the wastewater tests reveal.
One of the issues with the wastewater is that it doesn't tell you how many people are using. If you see an increase in methamphetamine in the wastewater, you don't know if it's more people using a little amount or if it's just a few people using a large amount. When we match it to those other data sources, it does suggest that there's probably a very small group of people, but they are using more, potentially more frequently, and running into problems.
But the Alcohol and Drug Foundation's Melinda Lucas says one of the biggest concerns from the wastewater analysis is it reveals an increased use of the painkiller fentanyl.
What you see here in compared to the data from 2017 is the increase of fentanyl. While there's no way to tell the difference between whether it's legally prescribed fentanyl or illicitly used fentanyl, fentanyl carries quite a lot of risk with it because it is high potency and the risk of overdose is quite high, so that's quite concerning.
And so the Foundation suggests real-time prescription monitoring to be rolled out nationally to reduce the amount of opioids being dispensed and prescribed. Julie Babino from Odyssey House is also concerned about the increased use of opioids.
One of the areas that's certainly an area of concern is the prescription drugs, you know, including but not limited to fentanyl. But we have not yet seen an increase of people coming into treatment with prescription drugs, and that's because it's a different type of people that are probably being impacted by prescription drugs. But I think that that is one area that all of the community should continue to be concerned about.
Julie Babino from Odyssey House in New South Wales, ending that report by Catherine Gregory.